Form 2 Tango Mobile.
What's up, Doc? Gerald, you up?
Send me two good bowls of soup at Olive Garden. Now I'm headed to the church to get set up for handbells for this Sunday, so. Found me some filters at over at Lowe's, and got the less expensive ones, three-pack for $12, so $13, whatever. So, anyway, and now I'm trying to get out of the parking lot over here without getting run over, and or getting somebody to let me out anyway, so. That's usually what it is, and all. It seems to stop raining for now, even though it's cloudy as can be.
Well, that's good for now. It's going to rain later, but... Oh, I was just updating my calendar on my doctor's appointments here and trying to see if there's any conflictions in them. I got so dang many, they're going to bump into each other someplace down the line. Ho, ho, ho.
But so many, it's just that I have the doctors I got to go see, like the ear specialist does my hearing aid. His schedule is like nobody's business. It's busy. And so I can't get an appointment to see him until the 21st of the month, which, you know, I need an adjustment done. And he's the only one that can do it. So getting in to see him is the problem. And hopefully I won't be leaving to go to Florida before I do get to see him. So, you know, that's another sticking point I got to work around.
Now, Bernice is going to say hi.
Hi, Rusty.
We're just figuring this out together. I was just looking at the one on the VA right now. On to summary, and I think that's the end of them there, Bernice, up to March 29th. But in between, I'm probably going to have some other tests done, so we just have to wait and go with the flow. Well, we're just going to go out and jack that boat up, but Bernice stuck her head out there a while ago and said it's still pretty chilly. Although it says 64 degrees here with 85% humidity, not much wind.
60 degrees here and not any wind. And over here along this, we're at this traffic light where I am, where the traffic light is here at Blackstock Road and 29. They're tearing down this building that used to be a drugstore here at this corner. They're finally tearing it down and making a lot of noise and kicking up a lot of dust over here at this corner where the traffic light is today.
It sucks it into your intakes on your car. Speaking of intakes on the car, $5 billion in tax breaks and all kinds of junk for that new manufacturer of pickup trucks, Rivian. And I guess yesterday or today, they just shut it down and backed out of that. It was supposed to be like 7,500 jobs, if I remember rightly. Tells you how far the electric car business is going, don't it?
It'd be electric trucks. I hadn't heard anything about that, but oh well. You know, it's the thing about it is with the electrics being such high priced and all, I don't think they're selling as many as they thought they were going to sell. And it's just, I don't know. It's just something is not, you know. And of course, to generate the batteries for that thing, they have to use all kinds of fossil fuels and things at the plants where they do all that. So, you know, it's gets to be interesting, the whole thing, when you figure out the cost of one of those cars to build it, the batteries and everything in it. It costs a whole lot more than what they're selling them for, and it also does a lot more damage to the world. So that's my 2 cents worth on that.
I'd much rather have a hybrid where you got a battery and a gas engine, but as we used to say in maintenance, you can't troubleshoot for stupidity. When they did that, I told Bernice, that's not going to fly unless pigs can fly. And it didn't. More of their democratic ideas, I guess you'd say. But they'll come up with something eventually that works, but they're just jumping the gun and mandating too many things, and our dictator up there's signing them into law. So that looked like a pretty nice truck, actually. And I think Tesla, I think they're even building semis that are electric. Now, I don't know what kind of range, and of course, a lot of that depends on the weather, too. But that just seemed like almost an impossibility, but I guess they're doing it.
I've seen videos of them on the road, and I know people have talked about it, but yeah, they're building them also, so it's interesting all they're doing, and I don't know. I've got a friend who bought him one of those total electric Ford pickup trucks, and in his package he bought the thing for putting in the high-level charger at his house, so he can do the charging instead of off the house power. He's got the regular plug-in for plugging them in, so. But he had money, and he can afford to do things I can't, so, you know, it's, you know, as they say, you can't throw money at stupidity and make it work.
Yeah, you got that right, Rusty, but, oh yeah, those Hope chargers are, if you're not charging on 110, you'll be using 220, 240 volts. Now, I could do that. I got an outlet out there for 240, but I don't know if it's internally regulated in the car or not, so you might still have to have a charger that you plug that 240 into so that it regulates the charging, because those things have a certain profile that they get charged on. Otherwise, you wind up with your house burnt down, you know. So the dealers are squealing. They're just sitting there and not selling. Very, very small percentage is selling them. But I ain't going to worry about it because I ain't buying one, period. But I think what they'll do is they'll run the gas prices down a little more just before the election. And then after the election, look out, they'll skyrocket, because then they ain't got nothing to lose, see?
Oh, yeah, I know. And it's the world today, unfortunately. It just is not right, but, anyhow, can't see it, do a lot about it. But now those big boxes for those chargers that they do for car chargers, that's a box that's almost 2 feet wide. It's about 10 inches deep, and it's about 4 feet high. And it has to be put on by a special electrician with a special knowledge on how to connect the systems all up. And then it has to be set up so it's installed inside your garage so that nobody else can hook up to it to try to charge with. And it cost him $2,500 plus installation to have that installed at his house. So he's always got a place to charge his truck at home. Just don't know what people think this world's coming to today. Anyway, I'm listening here to 60s Gold on Sirius XM, and they're doing a piece from 1967 by Brenton Wood. It's called Oogum Boogum Song, and it's that one of those strange songs that was popular back then, believe it or not.
Yeah, I remember that one about that witch and another man going down. That was a weird one, too. Well, yeah, I don't doubt that those chargers can run into the thousands, Rusty. Don't doubt it a bit. But so they're going to steal your electricity instead of your gasoline, huh, if you leave it outside. I never thought of that. That's a good one. But I think Toyota is leaning towards hydrogen, and they just made a big discovery. No, that was helium they discovered someplace up in Minnesota. And it's really a great discovery because the helium supplies were getting critical, and they use that in cryogenics a lot. Outer space people, like Ball Aerospace and NASA and different places like that, use it a lot. I'll never forget, I was visiting Ball Aerospace in Boulder, and I had to put on one of these white suits and all to go back by the satellite. And this one engineer was telling me, when they showed me the helium chamber, there are big signs all over it, do not enter until it's safely evacuated. And two of their engineers walked in there before it was and dropped dead because it, I guess it sucks all the air out of your lungs or something like that. Kind of like nitrogen. But it's a lower temperature than nitrogen. It's about as low as you can get. It was a big sphere-like ball, and they said that even the devices that they stored it in, it's still, the molecules were so small that it would was very hard to contain. But it is interesting. But I think Toyota's leaning towards hydrogen. I don't know what the supply of that is around the country.
And for DJC.
Hey there, it's Jerry. Good afternoon, sir. Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know either and all those things like that, so. Mr. DJC, Mr. Jerry, go ahead, sir.
Rusty, good afternoon, Tom. Yeah, I saw something, Tom, where the President Toyota's not real high on electric vehicles, although they do make a lot of them, I guess, but they don't do a lot of total electric like they have in the past. Hybrid makes a lot of sense, but then again, though, you still have to, you know, the battery technology is better now than it was 5 or 6 years ago. The batteries are guaranteed for like 10 years now. It used to be that they guaranteed 4 or 5 years. If you're like a lot of us and keep a car a long time, by the time you got the battery would give out before you trade the car in. And there was a several $1,000 replacement, some of them as much as $8,000. But I do recall, though, that a lot of these subsidies are running out on some of the electric vehicles. And so they're really pushing to get that subsidy somewhere as much as $7,500 plus. Plus the battery technology people get subsidies on top of that, too. So it's just, you don't know what the actual cost of an electric vehicle is. And they don't pull, and they won't tow much. You start towing one of those about 150 miles, you got to recharge again.
They are with the man on the mountain, yeah. And they've, Ford backed off of those trucks that was having a tremendous amount of problems with it. And as far as lithium, well, the United States helped Afghanistan get started in that and found, I think, the largest discovery of lithium in the world. Well, lo and behold, when we got run out of Afghanistan, you might say, they left the mining and everything to the Afghans, and they, of course, immediately sold it to the Chinese or give it to them. And so now they control the largest lithium deposit in the world that they make those batteries out of. It's a vicious circle. Go ahead, Rusty.
As you said, it's a vicious circle. And somebody the other day I was talking to was looking into, he's got one of the cars that is the total electric car. And he was looking into the cost of replacing the battery in his car. And it's starting to give him some problems. And he says the cost of the battery to replace the one in his car was $11,999 for the battery, because it's a smaller one. And then the installation charge was $2,375. So that makes that that's $12,000 plus $2,300. That's about $15,000 to replace a battery. But, my pocketbook wouldn't hold that. And I don't know too many people that have got the money to do that. But that's what it is. Anyway, Well, I'm arriving over here at the place I was intending to arrive, and I need to go inside and get started setting stuff up, bringing it all out where I need it, and get it ready. So I will talk to both of you later. Y'all have a good afternoon. I'll be back out here probably sometime within an hour. Talk to you later. Let's see. N4DJC to take it. W22. 73s, guys.
Have a good day. Yeah, Jerry, and the Chinese are going to come over and build a plant in Mexico and import their cars, electric ones, to the United States from all of our stolen technology that they got from their professors and that we educated at our universities mostly for free, or else their government paid for it so they could steal our technology. And those cars are much, much, much cheaper, and they can pull them into a battery station and change that battery out in like 15 minutes. So guess where people are going to turn to?
Yeah, originally the Teslas, when they first came out, you know, they just had the real expensive ones, and they had a... they'd actually, you know, if you needed a battery change out or, you know, out in the middle of somewhere, they'd actually send a truck out to drop the battery out and put you a fresh battery in. But that was all part of the early days of Tesla. But, you know, you mentioned earlier, I heard Rusty talking about the in-home charging stations. A guy just up about 2 hours away from my daughter, he lives on the corner lot up there, he had one of those. You know, the Tesla S, which is a, you know, expensive $100,000 Tesla. He had a charging station in his garage, but he always charged it outside. And I saw him out once. I said, you want to park it in the garage to charge? He said, nope, I'm not crazy.
Wise man. Yeah, I think you can only fast charge him up to 80%. But, it's like putting the cart before the horse, in my opinion. They've jumped the gun, and it's backfired on them. Ford pulled back millions of dollars in their investments, but yet I think they're still building plants for them, so I don't know. They got a percentage that they want all electric by 2035, I think. Mandated that the car manufacturers build, but the only way they ever got this gas down cheap was they depleted our national strategic oil supply down to nothing, the lowest it's ever been in the last 50 years or so, and they supposedly were going to buy it back at a cheaper rate. But how long does it take to replace those millions and millions of gallons of oil that you just basically let go, you know, and then sold a lot of that back to the Chinese overseas? Hard to understand.
Agenda-driven deal. I mean, they got an agenda and they're gonna drive it home. But you know, I guess these folks don't realize that all these roads are paved with petroleum products. You might have an electric car, but you might have to drive it on a dirt road.
Yeah, blacktop. No, there's no oil in any of that, Jerry. It's your imagination. Well, I'm going to let you go, Jerry. I got to get up and move around. I'm going to start getting leg cramps. I'm going to ask him, Bernice asks how you're feeling, and I just got over a viral infection in my gums and then a urinary tract infection, and they gave me a green light yesterday. I got 3 more days of pills to take, so I was pretty happy with that.
Excellent. Everything is working again now, and I'm not tied down with catheters, and I feel a whole lot better. I don't have any pain or anything. Luckily, I haven't had any infections or anything like that. But, you know, one of the things that that I'd had trouble over the years, you know, with the same situation since I was a young adult with various things. But I'm doing fine now. I mean, I'm not like a 20-year-old anymore, but, you know, I'm doing fine, and I'm able not to have to be concerned about those things, those catheters anymore at this time. Hopefully I continue to get better and better. I've had to take it a little easy because I don't want to strain. You did remove a lot of prostate. They removed 47 grams, which is about, they say that's not as much as actually removed. That's just what they did for the tissue sample. But I'm sorry to hear about the infections. The dental infections, gum infections, those things, that creates all kinds of problems with your heart and everything else. And if you get a urinary tract infection, same thing. You know, it's real easy to spread. It's hard to get rid of. But a urinary tract infection might have something to do with that PSA jumping up as well. I'll tell you, that's not unusual at all for that to happen. But I hope you're doing better, and hope the drugs that you're giving you are not making you sick. But, that's generally the first thing. If I run, I can, you know, tell when I have a problem like that, but since I've had so many problems with that area over the years, and that's one of those things. Sometimes they get confused and want to diagnose something else, and it's a lot easier. As we get older, it's a lot easier for us to get those types of infections. So take care of yourself. Hope you get the feeling better. Hope you get off the Cipro, whatever the heck they're giving you, and get your stomach back to normal too as well. But I'll talk to you a little bit later. And Bernice, thanks for asking. I appreciate your asking about me. I've been much, much better. Hope to get back to 100% maybe in the next month. Tom, I'll talk to you later. 73. Let me know how everything's going with you.
Jerry?
Well, it's great to hear you're doing fine. I'm doing fine now. I just got two more days of those UTI pills to take, and they don't bother me. But they said I can't have any caffeine and no citrus. So I waited a couple hours before I had my cup of coffee, and so I think that should fall within that realm. Anyways, take care, Jerry. N4DJC N0GR73.